So today is the LSB meeting on Sunday.
The emergency LSB meeting, Chair.
KPFK.
Quiet, please. Quiet. So today is not an emergency meeting because we gave 1 week notice. That doesn't make it an emergency meeting. So today's date is the 6th of November. It is 11 o'clock. And I'm going to call to order the roll call, please.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Christina Avalos.
Here. Here.
Jose Benavidez.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Sandy Childs.
Here.
Marisol Cruz.
Marisol has an issue coming in. She's still crying, so she texted me. One moment.
All right, I'll come back to anyone who didn't answer the first call. Bella DeSoto.
Unmute, Bella. You're muted.
Present.
Thank you. George Funmaker.
Here.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Here.
Avelia Jones and Ali Lexa each requested an excused absence. Rob Macon. I'll come back. Barbara Marbach.
Present.
Oye Oyeyipo.
Present.
Myla Reason.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present. Presente.
Ziri Rideau.
Present.
Paul Roberson requested an excused absence. Ruth H. Strauss.
Here.
Oscar Ulloa.
Present.
Polina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Elizabeth Von Thunsen.
Here.
Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here.
Harvey. Oh, you are. Oh, good. Okay.
Carlos Zavala.
Here.
All right, I'm going back for Marisol Cruz. Are you present?
I am present. Thank you.
Thank you. Rob Macon, are you present? Okay. The first quorum number is
6. Grace, I need you to mute *6 because there's a lot of, I can hear you calling in the background.
20 present, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you so much, John.
I'm point of privilege.
What is your point of privilege?
Yeah, can the secretary please note my presence? I don't count towards quorum, but I am an ex officio member of the local station board. This is Michael Novick, the interim general manager. Thank you.
Chair, can I? Have a point of privilege.
I haven't said anything yet. Okay, so let's make it brief, please, because I want to get.
Okay, I just want to try to identify the last four numbers beginning with 4678. Are you a board member? 818. Last four, 4678. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so thank you. Now we would appoint a timekeeper. Who is willing to be a timekeeper, please? Please volunteer.
I will volunteer, Chair.
Okay.
Nobody else does it.
All right. Thank you very much, Lawrence. Then we need to go over the agenda approval. Has everybody looked at the agenda? Are there any objections to the agenda?
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto, may I be recognized?
Okay, Bella, what's this?
Yes, I would like to add the reading of the mission statement. I feel that today is a very important date, and we should read and understand why we are here, what we are fighting for. Thank you.
Chair, point of order.
Okay, Lawrence, what's your point of order?
We haven't determined whether we're going to excuse the request for excused absences.
Yes, we have to go through this later. First, we're at the agenda approval. Thank you. So is there any objections to read the mission statement? Okay, hearing none. Bella, do you want to read it real quick?
Sure, if no one else can. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which can inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject to their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes, workshops, and in writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. This is the Pacifica mission statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. So we will now go over the excused absence requests. As far as I know, there's three, Paul Roberson, Vilja Jones, and Ali Lexa. Are there any objections to excusing the absence?
Madam Chair,
I have a
may
question.
I be recognized, Bella DeSoto.
Okay, and who, yes, in a moment. Who was
and Jose Benavides also.
Okay, so you also want to speak? Okay, so Bella, go first.
Yes, I object to Avilia's request absentee and not polls. Polls I will accept, and Ali Lexa, who has been derelict, and I feel that it's time that we replace him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jose, what did you want to say?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to see if we could look into how many times has you Ali Lexa been absent, and is it excused?
John, do you have a list of them?
Yes, let me get my attendance list.
Thank you very much.
Chair.
In the meantime, can I just say, can we in the meantime set time for adjournment? I suggest the time for adjournment after 2 hours would be 1 o'clock. Are there any objections to that?
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto, may I do
I have my hand up, Chair.
Okay, yes, Lawrence and then Bella.
Okay, so according to our bylaws, someone has to be absent at 3 consecutive meetings without an excused absence.
Unexcused
absence. Thank you. With that, I do support not excusing 2 individuals today.
Can you name them?
Yes, I will name them. I will vote accordingly when the names come up.
Okay. So in the meantime, did John find the absences for Ali Lexa?
Well, Ali Lexa is not in jeopardy of removal. He was either present at the last meeting or excused. There's nobody in jeopardy. And over the year, he's been absent once and excused twice.
Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, John. Bella, go ahead.
Last month, Ali Lexa was due delinquency, and he should have been noticed then.
That's incorrect, Madam Chair. That is absolutely incorrect.
He showed up very late, He has been absent a number of times. The record has to be kept, and it was requested that last month and the month before that this record should be kept, because Ali Lexa has not been present at many of the meetings, has had no excuse, and I feel...
Point of order. I hear you. Excuse me. Can I just go over this? I would like to take a vote on the absence of Ali Lexa, and you're going to have a vote. Is your point of order regards to that, Myla?
Yes, it is. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Lawrence, is there anything you need to say?
I just want to reiterate the bylaws mandate that it has to be three consecutive absences without an excuse.
Exactly. So we're going to, since there are two, like I hear two objections, is that correct? So there is an objection against Ali Lexa's excused absence. So I would start with a vote on him. John, can you please call the roll?
Madam Chair, can you clarify what a yes and a no vote each indicate?
If you vote yes, you will accept the excuse for the absence of Ali Lexa. If you vote no, then you do not want him excused.
And to start with, we had a full board at the October 23rd meeting. All members were present, so no member is currently in jeopardy of removal as far as that goes. And let me get my... Okay, Grace Aaron.
Abstain.
Christina Avalos.
Yeah.
Jose Benavides.
They object.
So you have to say no then.
I need yes or no or abstain.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Sandy Childs.
Yes.
Marisol Cruz.
No.
Bella DeSoto.
No.
George Funmaker.
No.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Pass.
Rob Macon, are you on the call? Barbara Marbach.
That's for excused.
Oye, Oye Yippo.
Yes.
Myla Reeson.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Diri Rideau.
Can you call me in the end? I was told last time that you should always call me in the end of the vote. Thank you. So just move on.
Ruth H. Strauss. Ruth, can you unmute? All right, I'll come back.
Yes. No, I'm here and I vote yes to excuse. Thank you.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
No.
Polina Vasiliev.
No.
Elizabeth von Gunten. Elizabeth von Gunten, please unmute.
I was muted, sorry. I abstain.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman. Harvey Wasserman, please unmute if you can.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Carlos Zavala.
I vote yes.
All right, I'm going to go back. We had a... Eric C. Jacobson, you passed in the first round. How do you vote?
No.
All right. Is there anyone on the call who has not cast a vote yet?
Yes, me.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, I vote no.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
This is Beth. I'd like to change my vote.
Okay, you were abstained. You originally abstained. How do you vote?
Vote no.
Thank you. And if everyone has voted, the yeses are. The yeses are 9. The noes are? The noes are 10. And there's one abstention. So the yeses are 9, noes are 10, abstentions are 1, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. So that means then Ali will not have an excused absence.
Excused, yeah.
Yeah, we will not be excused, Bella. Please don't talk in between. Thank you so much. So now, is there any objection to excuse Paul Robertson's absence? Not hearing any, then he is excused. Is there any objections to excuse Avelia Jones' absence?
Bella DeSoto objects, Madam Chair.
Okay. So I'm afraid we have to take another vote then. It will just take a little bit. Can you please take the roll, John? So if you vote yes, something like before, you will excuse the absence. If you vote no, you will not excuse the absence. This is for Avelia Jones.
Grace Aaron.
Abstain.
Christina Avalos.
Yeah.
Jose Benavidez.
No.
Fred Blair.
I vote yes.
Sandy Childs.
Yes.
Marisol Cruz.
No.
Bella DeSoto.
No.
George Funmaker.
I'm sorry, what are we doing again?
So if you vote yes, you excuse the absence of Avelia Jones. If you vote no, you do not excuse the absence of Avelia Jones.
I'll abstain.
Okay.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Pass.
Rob Macon, are you here yet? I guess he's absent. Barbara Marbach.
Yes.
Oye Oyeyipo.
Yes.
Myla Reeson.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ruth H. Strauss.
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa.
Abstain.
Polina Vasiliev.
Abstain.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Abstain.
Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
All right. We had two passes. Eric C. Jacobson, how do you vote?
Abstain.
And Lawrence Reyes, how do you vote?
Real life situations, I abstain.
Ziri Rideau, how do you vote?
I abstain.
Is there any member of the board that hasn't been polled? All right, the yeses are 9. The noes are 3, and the abstentions are 8. So that's yeses are 9, noes are 3, abstentions are 8, Madam Chair.
Thank you, John. So that means Avelia Jones has been excused for today's absence.
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto, may I be recognized?
I cannot recognize you right now because I need to move in the agenda. We're like 15 minutes behind at this point.
I request that all the names be listed on the minutes, please.
I didn't recognize you, please. So this should be a always a thing that they are recognized on the minutes? That's something that John should always do by default.
Not for excused absences,
Madam
Chair.
Can you please stop talking right now? This is really delaying a lot. And so we need to set time for adjournment was set, I said, for 1 o'clock. Were there any objections before? I didn't hear any. Are there any now?
1:30, Madam Chair, Bella.
Okay. Is there a second to that? Because I, is anybody else want 1:30?
We have a lot of people.
Okay, so your objection is noted. Nobody else says 1:30. So let's try to shoot for 1 o'clock. So now.
Oh, wait, Madam Chair, I couldn't hear you. So 1 o'clock is what?
1 o'clock, and we're doing our best to finish it by 1 o'clock. You know, if we have to, we will extend, but I hope not.
Madam Chair.
Is this a point of order?
Yeah, if Harvey, we could just mute yourself, *6, please. You're making a lot of noise. Thank you.
Who?
Harvey. He muted himself. Okay.
Thank you. So now we're coming to the second point, which is the PNB director's report out. So is anybody who wants to read this?
I'll read it, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, John.
The board chair, executive director, and general counsel are authorized to take all steps necessary to the most advantageous sale of the building currently housing the KPFK station and Pacifica National Office at 3729 Cahuenga Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, and relocation of all activities currently housed at 3729 Cahuenga, and bring these transactions to the board for approval. This is a report out from the PNB directors.
Thank you, John. So this is the reason why I called this meeting, because this is, of course, a very threatening motion to possibly sell our building at KPFK. That's why we have now Michael here, who will give us a state of the building report for 5 minutes. And then we will have a board discussion for 15 and a public comment session for 15 minutes. So, Michael, do you want to go ahead?
Point of information.
Okay, what's that?
Ahead, I'm just Michael. Wondering why the Pacifica National Archives was not included in that report out.
That was, yeah.
Okay, please. Yes, thank you, Myla. And so let's hear from Michael now. Thank you, Michael.
Well, yeah, I agree. That was a serious oversight in the report out and in the motion itself. In any case, the building at 3729 Cahuenga Boulevard West in Studio City houses KPFK, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and the Pacifica National Office. The archives have about one-third of the second floor upstairs, including for their own offices, plus a very large storage facility for many of the reel-to-reel tapes that comprise the archives. I think it's about 25% of their holdings are on the location there, and the other 75% are in an off-site storage facility. But it's a room that is maintained at a very low temperature to help preserve the there's a second room, I think, on the first floor that's marked as archive storage. I'm not sure if it's still in use or not. The Pacifica National office is also housed upstairs on the second floor, and that's one office. The second floor also has a kind of work room with computers that are being used by the unpaid staff and volunteers who work on programming there from time to time. And there's a conference room, kind of open conference room, that fronts on an upstairs studio. That studio had been reserved for, I believe, Roy of Hollywood during the pandemic because of family health issues. I'm not sure if it's currently being used much. We did actually raise some money last month by with a film crew that came in to shoot a proof of concept and paid us $500 to use that studio for a couple of hours. The other aspect of what's up there on the second floor is a very large area that houses a lot of electronics, the networking, the computers that and connectors that enable us to send our signal from the station to the transmitter on Mount Hollywood. And there are two bathrooms up on that floor. There is I think one unused office space up there. Downstairs on the first floor, we have the reception. We have the room that has the copiers and office supplies. There's a postage meter in there, which is currently locked because we were not able to pay the fees in that. That contract expires, I think, in December, and at that point it will be removed. There's two small offices, one of which is being used currently by, it was formerly the PD office, but it's currently being used by Arlena Bond as a kind of volunteer assistant to the general manager. It's the general manager's office. There are several edit bays that are still in use, you know, from time to time for people. There's a one production office that houses some of the equipment that's currently not in use. I believe Jose Benavides was using that, but he left KPFK. There's a producer's office that's currently being used primarily by Margaret Prescott and her producer, Alicia Vargas. There's a Studio A, which houses the grand piano, and that's currently not in use. There's obviously master control in Studio A and Studio B and C, which are pretty constant use. We have the board ops and the master control. We did repair the phone system so that we can take. I'm sorry, Mr. Riley, please mute.
I muted him. Go ahead, Michael.
Thank you. There were some problems. There's still some problems with the networking, but we did resolve the problem with the phones, and we can now take multiple calls on the lines that call in or deal with guests if they're live on the air. There's a producer storage closet next to that in the lounge, which has a microwave and a sink and a table. There's another large area behind, under the electronics area, has the traffic office and the engineer's office, and another smaller studio that I think that's used by traffic. The two more bathrooms on the ground floor. There's the membership office, which is heavily used because they're constantly, we're in fund drive so often, the membership department is, you know, taking people's data and arranging for fulfillment of premiums. There's what used to be the newsroom, currently was set up, it's still in use actually for production because there are two small studios in there. And Terry Guy set it up during the fund drive this time so that we could take calls ourselves. We reduced the amount of time we spend, contract with the call center, and we did have people and answering phones. There are three installations in there with phones and computers that allow people to take the calls and enter the data directly when people are calling in during fund drive. There's a storage area next to that for premiums that's obviously well used. There are two other small offices, one that Alexa was using and I probably is still using as a volunteer, and then the music director, Maggie LaPique, is in the next one. So although I understand that people think that the building is not in use, it is in use. I am moving ahead with plans to get more volunteers in. I have a volunteer who's going to come to do custodial work since we no longer have a janitorial service. I'd like to get some volunteers on the front desk to answer, you know, business phones during business hours. And so, you know, the building is it's not as lively as it used to be, but there's plenty of things going on in there and productive work to maintain KPFK, the archives especially. I think the door of trying to get all of that out of there and set up somewhere else would be very, very time-consuming and expensive. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael, for your report. So we heard now from the state of the building, and now we're going to have a board discussion for 15 minutes. I see two hands up. If you want to, please get on the stack. First is Bella, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Michael Novick's name and title, IGM of KPFK, was not identified for the stream. Just wanted to get that out there. And was the news department missed in the countdown of every nook and cranny of the station.
No, he said that there's a newsroom. There are two small production facilities in there that are used. And we're trying to restore a news department, so we would certainly want to have that space. Thank you.
The other area that needs mentioning is the formidable parking lot. And that parking lot, of course, is part of the valuable asset, especially in such an area where parking is so scarce. So that needs to be annexed as well. And the fact that this resolution left out, I don't know if for good or will or ill, the PRI, Pacifica Radio Archives, is amazing. So I'm glad that the IGM included all of that. Thank you, Michael Novick.
Thank you, Bella. Next is Lawrence, and then comes Beth. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. So I understand, and I did see Stephanie Wells, our executive director, has arrived and joined the meeting. I don't know if she would like me to yield to her. I could go after her, Chair.
Oh, okay. Stephanie, did you want to say something?
No, by all means, Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. So, This resolution, I could speak of my vote. I was not supportive of this resolution because of the following reasons. There's no plan in regards to where we're going to go next. There's no plan in regards to...
Lawrence went down considerably. Mm-hmm.
Can you please mute?
I just muted her. Okay. So there's no plan moving forward. There's no plan for relocation. There's no plan in regards to the Pacifica Radio Archives because that requires set special temperature, special climate in order to house those archives. I understand that some of them are housed somewhere else, but you know, here we are being told that that the building is essentially not occupied by our staff and by our programmers. But yet the building is still very much a mecca for our listeners to feel like they have a say in the way their station is run. So that's why I did not support this motion, and I still don't continue to support the motion. And I look forward to a resolution that we are going to submit for the board. And I don't know if we're going to go into executive session for this to be able to have a candid discussion about a lot of the elements of this resolution that, of course, I cannot speak to in open session as a KPFK director. But I am still very concerned with moving forward as to how it is that we're going to be able to settle on a plan, a solid business plan, relocation plan that encompasses all the elements. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Lawrence. Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, first of all, I don't know why the archive, Pacifica Radio Archives, was omitted from this motion. I'd like to think it was an oversight. I can't imagine what reasons there would be for doing it intentionally. I will pursue that and find out. My thinking on all of this is laid out in the motion that was sent before the meeting to all LSB members. And as Lawrence states, in order to discuss that and debate it in detail, there are elements of that would need to be addressed in closed session, so I'll wait until then. I would like to put out a question to anyone present who knows more about the history of the building, how we acquired it, and under what circumstances, and anything more that can, any more light that can be shed on that. I've asked around a bit, and it's been, I think it's around 50 years ago we acquired that building, so there aren't that many people around who have direct knowledge of it. If there's anyone present who can address that, please do so. And if not, but if others know of someone that I could contact for more of that history, please be in touch and put me in touch with anyone prepared to flesh out that history. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Beth. Margot, go ahead, please.
I'll go to a member of the public, Chair.
Oh, yeah, but okay. So then
I can wait.
So then I would like to also speak to this. I was very shocked to see this motion. Nobody had been notified, not me, not anybody on the board. I felt the way how this was brought down was more for political reasons. I run a few businesses, and I know that you never sell valuable assets to pay off ongoing costs. This is just a practice, which is in any business school, they will tell you it's absurd. And so not only this, but since the building is heavily mortgaged, whatever available to the pay off, whatever needs to be paid off will be minuscule. And so not only will it render KPFK homeless and its archives in a market, in total overpriced Los Angeles market, that is probably something that the PMB hasn't really considered, because you cannot really compare this market here of prices and rents with any other in America. So it would not only render us homeless, but it would also not cover the costs that are outstanding. And so that is not a good policy. I believe we should focus in other directions, including refinancing, maybe cutting more of the staff all over Pacifica. So these are things I would suggest as alternatives. And I think this is not a well thought out motion, and I very strongly protest it. Thank you. So since there's nobody else in the discussion of the LSB, is there anybody else in the LSB who has something to say? Otherwise, we go to
Madam Chair, Bella.
You don't have your hand up. There's a hand up from Sue. She's also public. So did you want to say something now, Bella?
Yes, quickly, which I neglected to mention, is that I agree with you. This is a political situation. And what is worse is that the value of this landmark building that has a great history. I will put Beth Van Gutten in touch with someone from years ago who would be able to provide more in-depth. I could do some, but I will not do so now. I feel that it's not only political, it is ill, and it is meant to destroy not only KPFK, but the foundation. So we must bear this in mind. And I also object to the fact that the two directors on this board, I feel in my book, have been derelict, have not been held to account, and they are Ali Lexa and
Point of order. Point of order. Hello, this is information that is not for a public session, so please desist there.
Point of order, yes. Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Myla.
We have rules here that we're not allowed to disparage other board members or anyone. And and you need, I would hope, Madam Chair, that you would call this out and reprimand the member for breaking the rules of decorum, and that this would be noted in the minutes, and you would instruct our secretary to make a note of it in the record, because this is a serial problem that happens repeatedly, and it simply needs to be reined in. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Maya.
Do you have my hand up?
Yes, there's a lot of hands up right now, so I'm going to go through the order of it. We're still then on the LSB, so there's first Polina, then there is Jose, and then we go to the public session with everybody else. So
you didn't rule on my point of order. You just whizzed past it. Would you please either state that you are going to sanction this member?
Okay, I state hereby that I have reprimanded Bella for these statements and that she stopped and didn't even finish her sentence. Okay, thank you. So now, Paulina, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I know that this is not on the agenda, but I do hope that we can hear from Stephanie Wells, our executive director, on this matter. I think it would be important to hear as to her views on this, and perhaps whatever she may see as a plan for the proceeds would be great to hear from Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. Let's ask Stephanie if she's also going to be there for the closed session, or are you just going to be here for the open session, Stephanie?
No, I was asked to be a part of the closed session, but I'm happy to, you know, say something now. I mean, we are faced as an organization right now. We have, for the total organization, $107,000 in our bank account and $3.1 million in aged payables. So what the board is doing is taking a look at all of our assets. I mean, we are very asset rich and very cash poor. And it has been, kind of heading that direction for quite some time. And yes, we need to increase our listenership. Yes, we need to, you know, work on our programming. But these are concerns and issues that have been in the mix for quite a few years. And while the aged payables have just continued to increase and increase and increase. So there are some vendors that haven't been paid for quite a few years, and we've been negotiating with them and working out, and we've been successful with decreasing some of the amount that's owed. People have been very generous as far as, you know, working with us, but there still are, you know, quite a few groups that even when we're working with them and negotiating lower amounts of what is owed, we still need to make those good faith efforts to make payments to our vendors who have, you know, so willingly done work for us for so many years. So we are in a position where we're looking at all of our assets. There was discussion as well of getting valuations on other buildings that we own as well, not just KPFK. We've also have been tasked with getting valuation reports on our signals as well at all five stations so we can get a basic idea of what those would be worth if there was ever a point that we were forced to have to swap a signal. These are not things that we want to do. These are things that are very emotionally packed when we have discussions about this at the national level. We're in a position where we don't want any of this to happen, but we also need to take a look at everything that we could do or every option. And I was like looking at options to say, this is why we don't want to do this. But we at least know if somebody says, well, why aren't you looking to sell this building or why aren't you looking to sell that building? We at least know the value. We know what would take to move out of that building, what it would take to get a new building. Just, you know, but we went through this with KPFT. And so we have all of the information on hand. So we have a better understanding of what we need to do to get us out of the immediate financial situation that we're in. So there isn't, you know, any decision to hire a commercial broker. There isn't any decision to, you know, there's no going out and we're not looking at new buildings. We're not talking with moving companies. We're really right now at this point, taking a look at all of our assets, getting a value on them. So then we can have a better understanding of what we need to do, what we don't want to touch or do in order to get us out of this financial situation that we're in. Because what we're aiming for is long-term sustainability and being able to have a section of money that we can put aside in an investment account and then be able to work on really building up the staffing and the items that are necessary, the equipment, doing everything that is necessary to get the stations at the level that they need to be.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. So we have those two more people from the board. Please keep your comments short.
Actually, four, Chair.
Okay, hold on. So Jose, Myla, Lawrence, and Beth. Okay, so Jose, go first, please.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the moment to speak about this, but just a suggestion maybe or a comment. Have we even considered maybe possibly subleasing a part of the building, I mean, that is not being used? Like, I know that right now we don't use upstairs. And I know that for a fact, nobody uses upstairs. Studio D is locked. Nobody has access to it, only a few members at KPFK. That whole floor can be probably rented and for a lot of money, right? I mean, maybe that could be a huge help maybe to the monthly mortgage payment. I mean, which I don't even know what it is, but just an idea, just throwing it out there. Anyway, that's my comment.
Thank you very much, Jose. So next was Myla, please.
Thank you, Zuri. I'd just like to say that at this point, I have little to no confidence in business decisions made by the Pacifica National Board as presently constituted. I believe it's an illegitimately constituted board based on the fact that they have been funding litigation to prevent the new bylaws that were voted on by a majority of Pacifica members that would have changed the constitution of the PNB and also of this LSB. So I have no confidence, zero, in any business decisions made by this board, by the Pacifica National Board at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Myla. So that was Lawrence and then Beth. And I see now a lot of hands up. So we have to limit us, and we can maybe keep it short now. And then in closed session for the board members, we have still more time to talk. So please, Lawrence and then Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. The cost of litigation to the Pacifica network has been extraordinary.
Oh, Barbara, can you switch off your phone?
Has been extraordinary. It has been a drain on the network. So I just wanted to say that. And in regards to Paulina's question, I believe it was not answered. Where are the proceeds going and how are they going to be allocated? Stephanie claims that there is a plan. I still have not seen it. The board has not seen it. Maybe some have. I have not. And I don't think my colleague Beth Van Guten has seen it either. So I have a lot of concerns when it comes to that, the lack of forthness and transparency in regards to if there is a plan of the elements of this resolution, where are the proceeds going? Because that's a question that was not answered. That Paulina made. And in regards to, I'm still an internal optimist, and I believe we will get through this. We always do. But I think to begin a fire sale, which is, let me stop there. I'll reserve my comments to executive session. Thank you. So if Stephanie could answer Paulina's question, that would be helpful for me.
Yes, if it includes information, it should be better off in the executive session. I understand that. So, Beth, go ahead, Nick.
Well, did you want me to answer anything, Zuri? Or?
So, I mean, if it's something that pertains to the public, yes, if you can answer something briefly. Thank you.
Well, there were conversations that were in the National Board, unless I, maybe these were in the Finance Committee, but it was my understanding that the sale, any sale of any of our assets in the building would be to pay off the FJC loan, which would be required to do according to conversations that Arthur had with the board just last week. Another portion of the money we were talking about holding off on the EIDL loan, paying that off because we don't have to start with payments on that until at least 2025. So then that would save part of that. Of course, a large portion of it would then be used for any sort of moving and relocation of the KPFK station. And then the ultimate goal would then also, and this was discussed as well to my knowledge in the meeting, is to be able to set aside, because people were talking about what is usually required by foundations or recommended to have a reserve, and it's usually anywhere between 6 to 8 months of operating expenses for a reserve. So we would start a reserve account, and then we would be able to use part of that to help offset and help support all of the stations in building up the required staffing that is necessary, particularly at KPFK, because we've been, we've had such a reduction in necessary staff there, and with the news department and with volunteer coordinators and with program directors. So the money first and foremost would be used to rebuild the staffing at KPFK.
Okay, thank you very much. So we're really running over time. I would like to shorten now the commentary. So Beth, if you can keep it to 1 minute, and then Michael and Eric, since you were raising your hands after, could you say what you have to say in the executive session, and then we can public comment.
Chair, you also have Avi's hand up.
Yes, I mean, but Harvey is coming after Beth, so Beth, go ahead.
Yes, but I should mention, I have some pretty substantial questions. First, I understand that on two counts, and I'll lay them both out and then turn it over to Stephanie to respond. One, I understand that you walked through the building with a realtor earlier this last week. Can you report to us what he says about the state of our building and anything else, any other observations on what he saw? And on the second count, I understand that you obtained appraisals of both the KPFA and the WBAI signals as early as last February, a month after you began with Pacifica. And I would ask why those two stations and why not all signals? And what was the reported valuation? And how much did those appraisals cost us? Thank you.
Okay, Stephanie, if you want to answer this, I don't know if this is material for open session, but this is...
No, I was a motion was passed on the national board for me to get or talk to commercial brokers, multiple, so I could have a choice of, you know, choice could be chosen from. And we could, again, not just pick one, to get a valuation of the KPFA and the KPFK building. Brokers have been recommended by our legal counsel. Brokers have been recommended by business solvency and some attorneys that came and spoke to the national board. They made recommendations for commercial brokers that they had worked with. I called all the brokers. One of them was able to meet by chance on past Monday. He came to the building. Michael joined us. We walked through. He took photos and you know, information that he was then going to take back and make a report. He will come back to me with a report within 1 to 2 weeks regarding the value of the building. What he had stated just in walking through is that, and just with pre-research that he had done, that the building is valued anywhere between $6 to $8 million. To sell the building would take anywhere between 6 to 8 months. And he will come back with a report on the value of that. In the meantime, there's still other conversations that I've had with other brokers. And as soon as they get back to me, we'll walk through that building as well. I was planning on doing also the same thing with KPFA because that was brought up in the original motion. But at the last national board meeting, it was voted not to move forward with KPFA. So that could be something that would still be brought up, but the board passed down or didn't pass that motion at this past Thursday's meeting. The discussion of signal swapping was a discussion that was brought up in February. And every time that I've made reports, I've talked about any sort of assets that we have because people had been talking to me about why aren't we swapping signals? What are the values of the signals? A motion was passed. There was no valuation report done at that time. A motion was passed by the national board, I believe maybe 2 months ago, for me to get a valuation report on all five signals. Brokers were recommended to me. I spoke with 3 to 4 different brokers, found one that was willing to do a valuation report at a lesser amount of money. And so it was still passed the motion to get valuations of all five. It was $2,500 per signal to get the valuation reports done. And it wasn't something that we could afford. So I decided on just doing the top two stations at the time that would have the highest value, which were KPFK and WBAI. Valuation reports were done on those two signals, and that was accomplished or done probably, it was done 1 week after the motion was passed on the national board for KPFK, and then 3 days after the KPFK valuation report was done, the WBAI report has been done. The report has not been submitted to the board as of yet, because I want the broker to actually talk to the board so there can be questions. A summary of that report has been presented to the national board, and every executive director's report that is mailed to the board prior or emailed to the board prior to the meeting has had a general breakdown of the valuation of the WBAI signal, the KPFK signal, and then samples of what that sale would look like. And that's been attached, just it was been sent to the National Finance Committee at their meeting, and it was been sent and attached to the executive director's report to the national board, including the one that was just last Friday. The valuation of the signal for KPFK has been anywhere between, I believe it was 20 to 35 million. And the valuation of the signal for WBAI is between 25 to 65 million. And again, we have that information. Board passed the motion to get those, but no decision has been made as whether we're moving forward with anything like that. Right now, we're just getting that information so we can know what we're looking at when people start talking about building values or signal values.
Okay, thank you very much, Stephanie. So we have now still Eric, Michael, Eric Harvey from the OSB. So now the question is, can you please keep it short and then rather have the name say in the closed session since we're running late? So go ahead, Michael.
Just very briefly, I did put it in the chat, but everybody can see it. As a response to Jose, the previous IGM, Stuart Landa, did start looking into renting out space, and I'm going to continue. I'm talking with him about that. I'm going to try to build it into a business plan, the end of year fundraising plan for the station. And as I mentioned, when I first gave the report about the space, that we did have a independent film crew, and they paid $500 to work on a proof of concept short for a movie they're trying to make at a radio station, which if they came back, they would pay a lot more for the use of part of our premises for, as a set. So yes, that is something we're looking into. That's all.
Thank you, Michael. Eric, please, if you could keep it short. Thank you.
Just want to correct the record. Myla put out the idea that the current board is illegitimate because the New Day referendum was in fact victorious. It was in fact defeated, and the New Day proponents could not accept that they had lost because they failed to carry the staff vote. So they threatened to go to court in Alameda County. Pacifica Council and Board authorized a declaratory judgment lawsuit to ensure that the actual outcome of the New Day referendum, namely its defeat, was upheld. And it was, and that the lawsuit was that was inevitable because New Day would have brought it in Alameda County, which is the wrong location. That it was adjudicated in the LA Superior Court where it belonged, where it's pending in the Burbank courthouse. The next hearing is December the 2nd, and it's going to be outcome determinative. And I have no doubt that the outcome will be in Pacifica's favor. Because the rationales that are being put forth and that cost so much money to litigate are essentially frivolous in nature. They don't stand up to scrutiny. The judge will so rule, I'm very confident, and this that chapter will finally close. So the thing to do here is to focus on the merits of where things stand and how to fix them. And we all have to understand that we're in it together. And we have to put that past chapter behind. One last thing, in terms of the relative comparisons between the board reconfiguration that was in that New Day referendum, which was a handful of self-selected people who essentially had no basis for selecting themselves, they would have constituted the new board. And the idea that anyone would have confidence in them is to me the height of absurdity. They had no particular qualifications to take over an organization of the importance and size of the Pacifica Foundation, where they just thought they could, and they put out a incredibly a pernicious propaganda campaign and barely carried the listener vote. So I'm sorry, but I have to respond and correct the record. Thank you.
Point of information.
Point of information is a question.
Yes, I'm going to ask a question.
Okay. You know, we're running late, Myla, so please.
Thank you. I'm going to ask a question. Will I get equal time to respond? I mean, you just gave Eric, you're telling me we have limited time, but you just gave Eric close to 5 minutes.
No, that wasn't 5 minutes.
Well, 3 minutes, whatever it was, he was timing it. It was a long, extended.
Can you please be quiet? Let
me finish.
No, I won't. Wait a second.
You just gave him so much time, and you need to be fair, Siri. You need to be fair.
Chair, point of order, that is not a point of information.
Yes, so I just muted Myla. So I'm asking Harvey if he will yield his time to Myla and then can say what he has to say in the executive session. Is that okay with you, Harvey?
I want Harvey to respond, please.
I'd like
Harvey to respond to what Eric just said, and I will fill in the gaps.
All right, thank you.
Harvey, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I want to second what both Bella and Lawrence said about the building. It should absolutely not be sold, certainly not without a plan. I want to thank Stephanie for her report, and she seems a sane person here to move this transition. I want to strongly object to everything that Eric just said. And
who is this?
This is Beth.
What?
I'm sorry.
I'm
supposed to interrupt you.
You can't interrupt me. I'm speaking. Why am I being interrupted?
I'm sorry, sir. Everybody quiet immediately. So, Harvey, for a point of order, I can interrupt you. You will continue to speak in a second. Let's hear what Beth has to say. Beth, go ahead.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
Beth, what do you want to say? What's your point of order?
Myla was the one who raised the issue of the legitimacy of the boards and the bylaws elections. Eric spoke in response to her, and he was using the normal time allowed for a board member to speak and to allocate time to respond to him, to refute him, would then just open up the opportunity for him or someone else to lay claim to be the right to respond to Harvey, and that's not the way things work. So I think Myla had the first shot at this. Eric responded, and that's where we should leave it.
Okay, so I would thank you, Beth.
I have the right to speak, right? Excuse me.
Yes, you have the right, and I would like to hear the rest of what you have to say before we then go to closed session. So go ahead, Harvey.
Chair, point of order. We need public comment. We have to take public comment at the Harvey.
Yes, we will. And Lawrence, thank you. And Harvey, go ahead. You have another minute.
Thank you. I'd like to say amount of time that Eric had, if you don't mind, but I think that one of the things that is not being discussed is the legal fees that we are trying to make financial decision. We don't know. And Stephanie, if you could tell us, please, how much money has been spent by the legal team to refute the rightful victory of the New Day bylaws? How much? I've heard a rumor that the legal team is asking for another $100,000. We need to know if that's true. And we also would like to know how much the legal team is planning to spend to continue to refute the rightful victory of the New Day bylaws, and how much we would save by dropping the case right now and allowing the voting membership the honor and the respect that was due when they voted overwhelmingly in the majority to revise the bylaws.
Okay,
we need to have the numbers in front of us for this. So thank you very much, Myla. I totally support you. And again, I agree with Bella and Lawrence on not selling the building. I'm very glad to have Stephanie. Stephanie, could you tell us, please, how much money has been spent by the legal team to fight against the New Day victory referendum? How much are they owed?
You didn't interrupt Eric, and now you're interrupting Harvey.
I interrupted everybody. And
you let Eric go on forever.
Point of order, Chair. That's executive session information that Stephanie
is going to talk with Stephanie about the lawsuit in the executive session. Right now, it's time for the public comment. So we have
Siri, this is Grace, with a point of personal privilege.
Okay, what's that?
I'm sorry. I've been off the call because I lost my connection a while ago. I sent a list of what should be done if the building is sold. I labeled it confidential. I do not feel that should be confidential because there are no ongoing negotiations or contractual dealings at the moment. And it would be more appropriate to discuss, if it's going to be discussed, I think, to be discussed in open session. But that's up to the discretion of the body. Just, I'm sorry, but I lost connection. I was not able to get back on. I'm on now, though. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. So we are discussing right now the sale of the building. We're now going to the public session, and we will talk about the if this is necessary. This is not today about the lawsuit and about the general financial situation. This is specifically about the sale of the building. So I would like to continue with the public session. We're going to start with Sue, then Michael Heist, then Jim Dingman, Margot.
Chair Margot was first.
Margot?
Yeah.
Margot Heiser.
I'll send you a list, Chair.
Yeah. Jonathan on the stack.
Yeah, just, okay.
You understand, Jonathan, you understand.
Okay, so then Margot, then Sue, and then Michael, and then Jim, and then we're going to continue with the others. So Margot, go ahead. Can you please all keep your comments
on the list also?
Yeah, you will be. Can you please all keep your comments to 2 minutes? Thank you. Margot, go ahead.
I'll do what I can. Okay, first of all, I have been constantly being harangued on the radio. You are the ones, you've got to pay the money. We've got to have the station being supported. Blah, 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 blah. I have several people who say, excuse me, I don't want to pay money to a place that I don't know where the money goes. That means that we must have full and complete disclosure of every single penny of the money that we pay the listeners, et cetera, and any other entity. We have a right to know. That's where there should be no closed confidential sessions when it discusses money. That's important that the building be kept and saved, as I just read on the chat, there's no money being owed on it, that it's our building, it's a treasure. The signal is wonderful and precious and needs to be kept. And I think that this other stuff needs to be worked out in another way. I really give another big hearty round of applause, we should, for Michael Novick, as volunteer interim general manager, for actually finding a way to make money or continuing what somebody else did to make money by using the building and maybe leasing it out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is something that needs to be grounded in and say, this is what we, the listeners, sponsored people, the people who pay the money, want to have happen. And it is a resource to have events at and things like that. And
15 seconds, Margot.
Oh, okay. I just want to say there's absolutely must be a consensus. We must have a discussion. There may be other ideas from the public. Nothing should be confidential in any way when we're dealing with a public entity such as KPFK and Pacifica. It's community radio, supposedly paid for by.
Time, Margot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Margot. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Next, please.
Thank you. KPFK's building was built in 1971. Claire Spark, also known as Loeb, was the program director at KPFK, then general manager, then the manager at KCRW. Her relative, maybe her husband, had a construction company. They raised the money to help pay for KPFK. K's building and built it in as of 71. Before that, there was a little house in the same place, and there was a center on station on Venice Boulevard. Because of National, they've been talking about selling KPFK's building for many years. Because of TikTok and Facebook and all the others, radio has been squeezed out pretty much. And unless you think radio is going to resume, then I think you should be in favor of downsizing. If we could lease part of the building out, that would be great. Don't forget about PRA space. And a national office could move somewhere else. Anyway, there's a lot of options that all have to be Robert's rules to chew through them all. And
15 seconds, Sue.
But I am in favor of downsizing somehow. And if the building is to be sold to do that, then such is life.
Thank you, Sue.
Next is Michael Heiss, please.
Yes. Excuse me. Thanks, Jerry. I want to state up front so I don't get any brickbats thrown at me. I agree that selling the building is the last thing we should do. It's beyond the last thing. However, that said, the building is not a landmark. The building is it's a building. And what's a landmark is the station and what it does, not where it does it. There are a couple of things that have been raised that I would like to see if we can get some answers on. One is if the building is sold, as the seller being a nonprofit, would the buyer be subject to the proposed tax for item LHA? People think it's to tax rich people's homes, but it could impact us. The second thing is I applaud what Michael Novick is doing about perhaps using filming. This would be perhaps a continual source of income. I've offered the idea that we should not sell the archive. We should not sell the archives. We should get them licensed to somebody who can monetize them and digitize them, which we just seem don't have the ability or the staff to do. We should, and we're not, if we can, bring up one or two of the HD radio streams and lease one out. The last one, and I don't know, Stephanie or Michael, if you could answer this. I don't know the nature of the lawsuits. But if, as and I don't want to get into new day, old day, yesterday, or any other day. But
15 seconds, Michael.
Okay. If we prevail, will, as the winner, we have recourse to recover legal fees, which I know is the case in certain types of lawsuits. And I'll give my 5 seconds to the next one. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, sorry to interject. Paul Robertson is here.
Okay. Hi, Paul. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Jerry, before you go, though, could I possibly get some answers to those questions?
So the answer to the question of if we would get money from the lawsuit, if we win the lawsuit on December 2nd, is that your question?
That's executive session information.
No, that's not executive session. Is if we win, is the suit worded in a way that we recover the legal fees?
It should be public, I think. Is there anybody who knows this information?
This is Stephanie. I mean, any sort of legal discussion or what would result from something with any lawsuits that we're involved in, I defer to Arthur Schwartz on that. If somebody wants, you know, people could feel free to email me and I can forward questions to him, but I'm not comfortable answering any sort of legal questions that Arthur is involved in on our behalf. At 15% of our aged payables and the amount due of the $3.1 million, 15% of that is legal fees.
Yes. Okay, thank you. That's very good to know. So now we have Jim Dingman, please, 2 minutes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ziri. And just to put it on the record, I'm declaring my right as a director to a 10-year executive session. First of all, who wants to be doing this at this point? We should be talking about renovating the building, not selling the building. But we have cost factors that have been ignored by previous boards for 20 years that now have descended upon us like a ton of bricks. And all the choices stink, okay? All the choices stink. There's a way to turn this around. It's my mantra. We got to get the audiences up to 200,000 per week at least. Mm-hmm. APFK currently is what, 70 to 80,000? All the stations are more or less static. So until we turn that around, we're not going to be able to change the situation because most of our money right now is coming in from listener membership. That is essential to have happen if we're going to have long-term stability. We've got to get up to 300,000 to 400,000 a week listening, and that means a lot of change has to happen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next is Janine, then comes the unknown listener, then Jonathan, Kim, and Andrew. So, Janine, did you want to speak?
Yeah, thank you. I think that all of these items that are being brought up about the legal implications and just in general, I think we need an explanation as to why these things are taking place in closed session. One is, why did the PNB entertain selling of assets in closed session? And now this, when you look at KPFTX, you don't really get an idea of why you, this body is having a closed session when now we're hearing that it's for legal matters only. So that's a little frustrating. I've put in the chat the section, Article 3, Section 5 wording from the Pacifica bylaws, where it basically has wording that says that assets that members will have rights regarding the sale of assets, and that, you know, in it looks like we would vote on it. So I really think that someone here needs to interpret this. Will there be, if something like this, it moves further along, will it be brought to the body for a vote? And what body will it be brought to? The entire Pacifica membership? So it would be important to get those answers. And also, it's just disheartening that when the ED talks about all these things that are being investigated, why is this property the only thing in a motion? If all the assets of the network are being evaluated, then why is this one in a motion alone?
Seconds, Denise.
Thank you. Oh, also, I just one other thing as far as downsizing. I've said repeatedly, both in the Finance Committee and here, that WBAI, for some reason, has a model of, and their payroll is half of ours. And it's
yeah, time, Janine.
Really worth reviewing, okay. Especially given this situation.
Okay, thank you very much, Janine. So now there is an unknown listener.
5600.
5600, your last few digits.
Yes, this is Dr. Halley.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have the floor. All right. I'd like to point out that many of us absolutely oppose the selling of the KPFK building and consider that bringing in people through these costly assessments to be extremely ill-advised, with emphasis on costly, just blowing my mind. I'd like to add that I consider that apparently few people who are strongly pushing for the sale to essentially be wreckers or saboteurs of our station KPFK. I'm terribly, terribly concerned. Thank you.
Chair, I have a point of order.
Thank you very much. Lawrence, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that we move to exhaust the stack, which is Jonathan, Kim, Andrew, and that's it. And then also that there's three directors in the meeting, and they do have the right to attend the executive session, Chair.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much, Lauren. So next is Jonathan, then Kim and Andrew, and then we go to executive session. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I want to reiterate what Janine just brought up, but I'm going to put in more accurate terms. All of the Pacifica National Board meetings that have gone into executive session without first prior involving the listener members of this network, under the bylaws that we specifically drafted for this reason, require that especially any of Pacifica's assets that are considering to be liquidated or traded or anything, that under no circumstances would the listeners absolutely, by law, it's required under California law, under our bylaws, that the listeners be involved in this process. I'm just going to come right out now and say that the Pacifica National Board's decision to take the resolution on October 27th National Board meeting, in which they passed in executive session, to sell the KPFK license is completely and utterly illegal under California law. And Arthur Schwartz should know this. And the only way we're going to be able to prevent this is if we sue Pacifica's board now, because this decision, and so I have a question for Stephanie, if you're still on the call. You did answer Beth's specific questions about this process, about the valuation of the KPFK building, et cetera, et cetera. And you answered those questions in the open portion of this meeting. I would like to know which national board member submitted the original resolution to sell the building that was passed at the October 27th PNB meeting. That's the first question. I also want to know who wrote the resolution to sell the KPFK's building that was posted to the agenda of this LSB meeting today. And is it the same resolution that was passed on October 27th? So I need to know the names of the national board member who submitted each of these resolutions, if they are indeed different or if they're the same. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, can you please answer that question?
Jonathan. So Stephanie, if you could briefly answer that question, I think this is something everybody would like to know. Thank you.
I have a follow-up point to make after Stephanie answers.
You got 30 seconds left, Jonathan.
Yeah, to my knowledge, there's no selling of a license.
No.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the building sale. Which national board member submitted the resolution October 27th on the PNB executive session to sell the KPFK building that was passed? Which board member?
I would have to look at the minutes for that. So okay. I don't know. I mean, in the very beginning.
Okay, thank you. Stephanie. Chair, could you please tell me who wrote this national board resolution that was part of the agenda today?
So this was just a report out. I don't know who wrote this.
No, who submitted this language that was passed by the PNB?
I don't know. And I want to move on to the next person now, because
time's up, Jonathan.
We're going to answer these questions, but not in this meeting right now. We have to
listen. It's absolutely inappropriate to go into executive session, Chair. This is illegal. This process right now is completely illegal if you go into executive session.
What we're discussing in executive session is exactly a personal matter, which makes it not illegal. And this is why the council will also be there. And we were advised that we should go into executive session for that.
The council is wrong.
Jonathan, your time is up. Please.
Sorry.
I don't want to mute you.
I'm sorry, PNB member, but you are wrong, Lawrence.
I don't want to mute you, John. Your time's up. Everybody has their hand up.
Kim, go ahead. You're next. Thank you.
Hi. That seems weird that what was noticed as a discussion of the building is now turning into a personnel matter. But whatever. this is basically a fact-free emotional reaction, and I understand that, but nobody has addressed how will KPFK pay its bills going forward. How will the other stations pay their bills going forward? There is not enough money coming in this month to pay payroll. And I've been saying this for months. I've actually been saying this for years. And the idea that you're shocked that we're in a huge cash flow problem is reflects poorly on this LSB. Those who say that WBAI is doing well with their half payroll is not accurate, because they have a huge amount of consultants, and they also did not pay payroll. My understanding is this last pay period. So they are not a model for anything that I would recommend. You can't pay for repairs. I don't know how you can rent something out when you can't pay for the repairs. And you can't refinance a loan to be in third position with bad financials and insufficient cash flow. That's just, kind of crazy talk. And if anybody wants to really know the property records, go out to Norwalk, where all the LA County property records are kept, and you can, you know, do your little homework there. That's where you'll find them.
50
you know,
seconds, Kim.
Yeah, this is just fact-free, and I understand the fear, but there's no plan for paying your bills going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. So we have now, with Andrew, the last person speaking for 2 minutes, then we go for 20 minutes in executive session, then there will be a report out to the listeners, and then another public comment session, okay? So if you still want to discuss this more, we will all be available afterwards. So first, we're going to hear from Andrew for 2 minutes. Andrew, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson Rideau. This is Andrew Weiss, KPFK listener member. A couple of points. First of all, Executive Director Stephanie Wells is not a member of governance. She is not a member of the PNB, Pacifica National Board, so I don't think she should be expected to answer for them or answer questions about them. Second point, I think any decision as important as this ought to be discussed openly amongst the membership, especially the membership and the staff of KPFK. Before any decision is made, whether or not that input is taken into account, it should go on. Third point, and I'm sure this may not be very popular, and I did join this call very late, but as far as I know, I have not heard any good reason for not selling the building. A building is not a radio station. It is a studio. The radio station can be moved to another building just as good or perhaps even better than the current building. And I think it's more important that we pay our bills, we pay our staff appropriately their full-time salaries, and we have adequate staffing and pay all our other bills than we hold on to a building that can be substituted for another building. But I look forward to an open discussion. Thank you, Jefferson.
Thank you so much, Andrew. So again, we're going to go now in executive session. So I'm asking the ones who are on this call that are not part of the PNB or the officers or the ED to please leave this call. And in 20 minutes, we will be back with a report out. So you can, again, dial into the same number. And there will be another 15 minutes public comments chance and also a discussion of what our response to this will be. Thank you so much.
How will we know when to come back on?
So it's in 20 minutes. So it's now 35. So in, 55.
That's Chair, how will the board members know? How will the PNB members know?
You can stay on, James.
Thank you.
Director.
Thank you.
Yeah, you stay on. Everybody is in the LSB or the executive director or an officer, also from the PNB. They can stay on. Everybody else, please get off the call and come back, let's say, at 1 o'clock. And then we reconvene the conversation together. Thank you.
Madam Chair, can you state the reason for executive session right now?
So,
Madam Chair, I have that.
You have that? Okay, go ahead. You want to say that?
Discussion of proprietary business matters.